It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining us. And technology is here to stay. How does one stay up with it? What if you want to make a career change, if you want to get involved and don't know where to start? One option for you is the AIM Interface Web School. It's a part-time accelerated training for in-demand tech skill sets. And with me today, I have two guests. Ellen Meyer is the director of the Interface School, and actually have a student here, Kenny Harris, who has been working the program, and it's already changing his life. I welcome you both this morning. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Ellen, we'll start with you. Can you explain, where does the AIM Interface School come from? What's the genesis of the organization?
Absolutely. Interface was developed in 2014, and AIM acquired it in 2017. Obviously, AIM's mission is to grow, connect, and inspire the tech talent community here in Omaha. So Interface was a pretty seamless and obvious choice to bring in under the fold. Interface is a web and code school. We're a part-time school. We host classes in the evening, and we're an accelerated program, so folks can literally go from no tech experience and in a few months have a complete programming background.
Let's talk about the importance of this to those listeners who have heard before. We've just spoken with people from the AIM Institute, and one of the issues or one of the solutions that has made Omaha and the economy here so well preserved through the ebbs and flows of national economy is having tech talent here, and developing that homegrown tech talent and then employing them is kind of the key to that, isn't it?
Absolutely. There is a massive talent gap in a variety of tech fields all across Omaha, both in longstanding enterprise firms and startups that are coming here. And so that's the great thing about Interface, is that we're really literally, as you just said, growing our own talent. The majority of our students are career changers. So we have folks from a variety of walks of life, people that come from retail or hospitality or yoga instructors or any non-tech world, that we are now converting into tech talent and then getting them out and employed and filling that gap.
And currently, there are more tech jobs than there are people to fill them in the greater Omaha area, correct?
There certainly is.
You bet. Kenny, let me pull you in here for a second. You're currently a student, or have you graduated, if for lack of a better word, yet?
I just recently graduated.
What brought you here? How did you get to the Interface Web School?
Well, I was into technology actually through a particular book by an author who was a computer programmer most of his life, and that really turned me on to technology and the fact that I didn't know as much as I thought I did about it. So that got me to get online and look up where some classes might be, and AIM Interface was one of the top ones that came up.
Did you find it illuminating that, though you're of a generation where you have grown up with a PDA or a cell phone in your hand, however, understanding what makes it work behind the scenes, that's amazing, isn't it?
Right, yeah, and that's really one of the key things that grows most of the fascination in me or any other student that wants to develop a website, develop a web app, or an application on your PDA or phone.
So what changes have you seen in your life since you became a part of the school, went through the accelerated program, and now you're out?
Well, right now I have quite a bit of interviews lined up, and right now I'm looking to gain some experience and hone in on some skills that that I just need to grow right now. And I'm also having a side job for the place that I work at currently, TaylorMade Home Solutions, where I am going to update a database and make an user interface for
TaylorMade Made Home Solutions?
That's correct.
Doug Taylor?
Yes.
Well, full disclosure, I worked with Doug Taylor actually many years
awesome.
Ago. So that's a small world. Small world.
Yeah, indeed.
That's very funny. Ellen, let me pull you in here a second. What are the skill sets or the disciplines that are taught at this school?
We teach a variety of classes. We have anything from anybody that wants to just sort of start out. We have a two-day, 12-hour intro class. It's a Saturday-Sunday. In fact, that starts this Saturday, and we still have some seats open. From there, we have a Foundations of Web Development class. That's a 10-week class that teaches you all front-end development, gets you all acclimated, and you know, definitely employable after that class. Then we offer a variety of specialty classes. We teach Java, full stack Java, .NET. We actually have a COBOL class that we offer, which Kenny actually just took as well. COBOL, interestingly, seems to be an antiquated language, but surprisingly, there's still needs, and the people that have been doing it forever are retiring, so there's a new talent gap for that as well.
They are, and nobody had been taking it for the better part of 15 years.
Great.
So in these last couple of seconds we have, can you tell us how people can get information about this? Because there is an information night coming up here tomorrow.
Yes, there certainly is. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Brain Exchange, that is our located just near Interface, and we also have aiminterfaceschool.com is our website.
There you go. Thank you much. Morning Edition continues.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.